Coach, for a guy tonight that was questionable this morning, that was a pretty good performance by Jack Roslovic, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny the number of times you've seen that a guy gets the flu or he has an ailment. Happened earlier in the year with Mark. Mark had an injury, and I think he ran, 20 points in the next 12, 13 games. He was just... But Jack was sharp tonight, and happy for him, because goals mean a lot to any player, but when you're a young guy and you're a skilled guy and you can have a big night like that, you can get a real big boost of confidence.
Obviously, there's a lot of players on the ice that make that happen with him. What did you like from that second power play unit tonight?
Well, they've been fast. I mean, I think that probably puts them at 11 or 12 of our last 20. Their breakouts are quick and the puck moves. So they're really, really fast with those guys. And as you can see, they're almost interchangeable to the positions that they get to, which gives them a different look every time, whether the guy in the half wall is on his one-time side or on his natural side. It changes a lot of things. And they have some chemistry together, that group.
You know a group when it's 6-0 after one.
Well, we talked. We talked about some things that we wanted to do to continue that we liked in the first, but it's related to the day before and the day before that, some things we're working on in our game. Clearly, we nursed it a bit in the second. You know, our speed was so good in the first, and they're going to come a little harder and get a little faster, so we weren't bragging about our second, but that's a tough thing. I don't know that I've coached a bunch of games, and I don't ever remember having a 6-goal lead, a 6-0 after the first. I think that's the first time. We had a bunch of fives last year, and those are tough games to manage in some ways after, because you want to keep your foot on the gas and keep going, but you also want to spread your minutes out a little bit and give some guys some opportunities to do different things. And, you know, like Andrew Kopp's line had earned it. It wasn't trying to rest Mark's line. Andrew's line was so good tonight that they earned all their minutes.
And is that, Paul, I guess another offshoot of a night like this, that you can maybe balance those minutes out a bit more and ease off the top guys a little bit?
Yeah, ease off those guys, but give... get valuable playing time to that line. They've kind of just slowly taken more minutes as the months have gone by. The big inflection point really was Andrew going into the middle of that ice. He was fantastic tonight. And now the two guys in the wings have scored goals. They're offensive players. They've got that ability, but you're not going to score a lot on 6 minutes ice. That's just the way life works. So they've earned more. They've got a little more confidence, and they played well. Like, they're... I don't find them lucky. I think they've earned everything they've gotten.
And coming off a stretch where maybe you're playing some heavier teams, is it a promising sign that they've fared well against these heavier teams? And are they looking maybe more like a traditional fourth line?
Right, straight lines and then heavy around the net. Right, that's where they were good in Boston like that. They don't mind putting the puck in and going and getting it. They're not, none of them afraid to take a hit to make a play. They'll get to some hard areas and games.
That pass, when Mason Appleton there sort of slows up and waits and waits and waits, and Tyler Myers eventually jumps in. Is that a play that maybe earlier in his call-up that he might have made? Like, is that a sign of maybe some growth on his part?
So I think maybe early on we would have curled up or held on and tried to make that play far earlier, which wouldn't have been as smart, or just dropped your head and blasted it. So we had the sense, he's got offensive skill. He had the sense to hold on and buy time on that. Tyler did a great job getting up the ice.
You touched on the power play. I mean, what's it meant to have the second unit pushing? I mean, when you have a little bit of a
more goals,
dry-ish spell.
Just, it means more goals. Like the, the kind of the history of this year is that Mark's unit gets so incredibly hot in that stretch in December or November, I think. They ran 47% on five games, and then after that went a long stretch where their zone time was way off the charts. They were almost running 2 minutes at a time. We saw a piece of it here tonight. And then it gets to the point where it's going to bottom out, and that's just the cycle of a power play, right? But having we've got good players for another unit, so having that means we got a chance to win games. When the inevitable cycle of each line 5-on-5 or each power play unit, there's going to be an ebb and flow, and if when one isn't going, the other one can heat up, you can win more games.
That Andrew is fantastic tonight. Can you just expand on what elements in particular?
Well, all the technical routes that you're supposed to run. He didn't cheat anything. He was really fast. His stick was good. They knocked an awful lot of pucks down out of the air, mostly out of effort before hands became a factor. They really worked hard to get back above pucks that gave them a chance to knock that down. Andrew, from the time he got here, there was always very little video that we showed him defensively because he just had it figured out. And he needs that with two young wingers. There's reads that he has to make, but he's a guy that can come back to the bench and tell you exactly what happened with all five and possibly 10 guys on the ice. He has that great read so that he can do that coaching on the bench to those young guys, and they'll listen.